Democratic Governor Janet Mills, picked to lead the Department of Environmental Protection, cleared the first step in his confirmation process, but not before emerging as a symbol of the state's fractured relationship with Maine's Native American tribes. Dozens of environmental advocates and tribal representatives testified during Jerry Reed's confirmation hearing before the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Reed, who worked as an assistant attorney general under Mills, attempted to offer an olive branch to the tribes by vowing to increase water quality standards on a section of the Penobscot River to allow for sustenance fishing. But his overture did not persuade those who saw him as an opponent to the environmental justice long sought by the tribes. Steve Missler has our story.
About 4 hours into Reed's confirmation hearing, Dawn Neptune Adams finally got her chance to testify. By this time, Adams had heard Reed's pledge to improve relations with the tribe and his supporters' attempt to separate his legal duties as an assistant attorney general, duties that put him at odds with the Penobscot Nation when it clashed with the state over who has authority to regulate paddlers, anglers, hunters, and trappers on the Penobscot River. Adams, a member of the Penobscot Nation and an environmental activist, was asked by Senator Brownie Carson, a Democrat from Harpswell, if she would work to repair the relationship if Reed was confirmed as DEP commissioner. Adams said she would try, but
I'll never trust him, and I'll never trust Janet Mills. Never.
That comment punctuated Reed's confirmation hearing. It also illustrates the challenges Governor Mills faces as she attempts to reset the state's relationship with its Native American people. Tensions between the tribes and the state have deteriorated, sparking multiple legal battles. As Attorney General, Mills was drawn into those fights because her office represents the state in legal matters. And Reed, an assistant attorney general, was at the forefront of one of the most contentious legal disputes in recent years, regulatory authority over the Penobscot River. So far, the courts have sided with the state and Reed's arguments in that dispute. And making matters worse, says Penobscot Nation member Sherry Mitchell, an attorney who works on indigenous rights, is that Reed has argued a separate case involving water quality standards on the river.
All of these actions indicate that sustenance fishing rights are indeed a big deal in the real world, and they demonstrate Mr. Reed's willingness to fight against the improved water quality standards that are necessary to support them.
And Mitchell and others were not consoled by Reed's pledge to pursue higher water quality standards on a 60-mile stretch of the river as DEP commissioner, nor by his willingness to meet with members of the Penobscot Nation.
I would envision a meeting on Indian Island. I've traveled there several times before, and I think it's important to show willingness to travel there again for meetings like this so that I can talk to them more directly about what I'm thinking and also hear from them about what they're thinking.
Environmental groups were also divided over Reed's nomination. The Sierra Club opposed him, citing his work on tribal water issues, as did individual environmental activists. But the Nature Conservancy, Conservation Law Foundation, Natural Resources Council of Maine, and Environmental Health Strategy Center all supported him. Pete Dittesheim, advocacy director for NRCM, described Reed's water quality standard proposal as a breakthrough in sustenance fishing rights for the Penobscots.
What you heard in terms of a process for improving water quality standards, I just note, is something we have not heard in my 22 years working here in the state.
And Sean Mahoney with the Conservation Law Foundation attempted to separate Reed's personal convictions with his duties as assistant attorney general.
When one represents a client, you are obligated to do your best to provide that client with the best advice and the best representation that you can. That's your job as an attorney. Sometimes that doesn't necessarily mesh with your own personal views.
Reed's opponents don't see such a distinction. And some express exasperation that Governor Mills would pick him to lead the DEP at the same time she has vowed to improve tribal relations. Several lawmakers on the Environment and Natural Resources Committee seemed equally perplexed, especially in private. But none voted to oppose Reed's confirmation, which now moves to the Senate for a final vote. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.